Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy. Who came from?
No name can save me like the name of Jesus. There's no name I know like the name of Jesus. No name can save me like the name of Jesus. Everything bows at the name of Jesus. Nothing can stand the name of Jesus. Count the dies at the name of Jesus. No situation can survive the name of Jesus. Demons run for their lives at the name of Jesus.
Lift your hands to Jesus. His name is powerful. So powerful. His name is powerful. So powerful. His name is powerful. So powerful. His name is powerful. Everything bows to the name of Jesus. Nothing can stand the name of Jesus. His name is powerful. So powerful. His name is powerful. Mountains crumble at the name of Jesus. Hey! Demons tremble at the name of Jesus. His name is powerful.
life is in your hands. My life is in your hands. My life is in your hands. You're the love of my life. My life is in your hands. My life is in your hands. My life is in your hands. You're the love of my life. Jesus. Oh. Yeah, I'm going nowhere without you.
Oh, you are my echo.
I'm doing nothing. I'm doing nothing.
Nothing without you.
Thank you, Lord. Oh.
are who you are, yesterday, today and forevermore. What you say is what you do. You never fail, you never change. You are faithful till the end. Faithful God, I worship you. I worship you.
Invalid option.
You're too faithful to fail me. You're too faithful to disappoint me. You've proven yourself in my life, and I've come to realize you're too faithful to fail me. You're too faithful to fail me. Oh Jesus, you're too faithful to disappoint me. You've proven yourself in my life, and I've come to realize you're too faithful to fail me. Hey, da, da, da. Consistent to lead me halfway, yeah. what you thought you always finished. Lord, I've come to realize that you are too faithful to fail me. What you thought you always finished, Lord, I'm here to testify, you're too faithful to fail.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. We bless the holy name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. And morning glory prayer service. I am Apostle Marco Purapoyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God this morning and every morning of our lives. Hallelujah. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. God is awesome. Hallelujah. He is great. He's wonderful. Hallelujah. So we bless His name. We cannot bless Him enough for all that He's done for us. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, our comforter, our friend, our teacher, our confidant, Holy Spirit, we welcome you this morning. We say good morning, Holy Spirit. Take preeminence in this service. Holy Spirit, we surrender our lives. We surrender this service to you. We surrender our families to you in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, move in our midst, move in the lives of our families, move in this ministry, move in the lives of all those that are here this morning. In the name of Jesus, all of us move in our lives. Your holy light shine in our lives. In the name of Jesus, Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, pour fresh on our children. Spirit of the living God, pour fresh on our grandchildren, our spouses. Pour fresh on each and every one of us this morning in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, children, grandchildren, pour fresh on us in the name of Jesus. Lord, we need a refreshing in you. We need a refreshing in you. We need a refreshing, Almighty God. A refreshing in you. So, Holy Spirit, He asks us to refresh our minds, refresh our bodies, our spirit, our souls, in the name of Jesus, the living God. We surrender this week to you. We surrender this day to you. Let your kingdom come in us as it is in heaven. Have your way in our lives. Have your way in this ministry. Have your way in our jobs. Have your way in the lives of our children, grandchildren, spouses, all those. Have your way in the name of Jesus. We surrender to you. Let the perfect will of God be done in our lives. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Father, this morning, we thank you for your grace. For your grace is sufficient for us. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your supernatural grace, your greater grace, your amazing grace, of your grace, where would we be? So we thank you that we can pray through, oh God, because of grace. We can laugh because of grace. We can do all things because of grace. Thank you, Lord, for pouring your grace upon us. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we bless you. We come all boldly to the throne of grace this morning. And we ask you, O God, for mercy. Have mercy, O God, of all our sins. Cleanse us, O God, from all unrighteousness. In the name of Jesus, have mercy upon our children, our spouses, our grandchildren. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, our siblings, our nieces, our nephews. Have mercy, O God. Be merciful unto us, Almighty God. Be merciful, O God. In the name of Jesus, your mercies are new every morning. Father, we truly repent for all that we have done that's not pleasing to you. Oh God, we do not want anything to separate us from you, oh God. Father God, so we come boldly to the throne of grace. And we ask you for mercy. We ask the Holy Spirit to search our hearts. And as the Holy Spirit searches our hearts, let him bring us into conviction of things that we have done or said against you. And Lord Jesus, we ask you for mercy. And we ask the Holy Spirit to continue to lead us and guide us, and the Holy Spirit to convict us when we step out of line, that we can come into repentance. Father God, you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father, we release the blood of Jesus. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for your precious blood. Release the blood of Jesus over the airways, the cyberspace, the network, souls and bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak our dwelling places, our homes, in the blood of Jesus. Father God, even as you go back and forth to work, in the blood of Jesus, our transportation, whatever mode of transportation we're using, we cover with the blood of Jesus, not only for work, but for going to church, going to the supermarket, wherever we go, we cover the cars, the transportation, with the blood of Jesus, and we ask Jesus to be the driver in these cars. Holy Spirit, you take preeminence. We cover airplanes, airlines, those that are traveling overseas with the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father, let the blood speak for us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we speak healing to our bodies. By the strength of Jesus, we are healed through the precious blood of Jesus. We speak healing in Jesus' name, the blood of Jesus. And so, Lord, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus Christ. We took our possessions in the blood of Jesus. We took the work of our hands in the blood of Jesus. Father, let the blood speak for us in the name of Jesus. We claim all the breakthroughs, unlimited benefits that's in the blood of Jesus Christ. We receive those benefits in the name of Jesus. Let it be activated and manifested in our lives. In the name of Jesus, Father God, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light. We put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Father God, we put the armor on our spouses, our children, grandchildren, on each and every one of us, O God, and those that are connected to us, O God. We put the armor on our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we ask you, O God, to be a wall of fire around us and a glory within us, O God. Put your shield of protection around us, O God. In the name of Jesus, your hands of protection. In the mighty name of Jesus, protect us, O God. Hide us in the secret place of the Most High. Hide us under the shadow of your wings. In the name of Jesus, hide our children. Hide our grandchildren. Hide our spouses, oh God. Oh God, hide those that are connected to us, oh God, under the shadow of your wings, oh God. Keep us hidden, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, oh God, for salvation. We thank you, oh God, for breakthrough. We thank you, oh God, for restoration. We thank you, oh God, for healing. We thank you, oh God. We bless your name, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We take you. We reference you. We love you, Jesus. We bless your name. So we thank you, Lord, for the fresh oil, the fresh anointing. In the name of Jesus, release your fresh oil. Release your fresh anointing. In the name of Jesus, upon each and every one of us this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, empower us. Oh God, empower us, Holy Spirit. Follow us like a lightning, oh God. Empower us to walk by the Spirit and not by the flesh. In the name of Jesus, help us, Holy Ghost. We pray for fresh oil, fresh anointing. In the name of Jesus. Fresh oil, fresh anointing. In the name of Jesus, we pray, oh God, for fresh revelation, fresh manna from heaven, oh God. In the name of Jesus, manna to empower us. Manna, oh God, with grace. So we thank you, oh God, for revelation. We thank you, oh God, for understanding that come with the revelation. We thank you, oh God, for what you're about to do in our lives. We thank you, oh God, for what you're doing right now, in the name of Jesus. Weeping may endure in the night, but joy cometh in the morning. We thank you, oh God, we bless your name in the name of Jesus. We decree, declare, and prophesy, and no weapon fashioned against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned. When God is for us, who can be against us? Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So, Father God, surround us with your presence. Surround us with your glory. Let the glory of God, hallelujah, arise upon us. Let the hand of God hold our hands and take us and help us. Oh God, your strength is made perfect in our weakness. Oh God, we are depending on you, the living God. Arise upon us. Spirit of the living God, arise upon us. Spirit of the living God, arise upon us in the name of Jesus. Glory. Let the glory of the Lord rest upon each and every one of us. Let the glory of the Lord rest upon us. The glory, the glory, the glory in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord. We come against every plan of the enemy, seen and unseen, known and unknown. Plans of the enemy against our lives, against our destinies, against God's plans and purpose for our lives. We come against every single plan of the enemy. No weapon present against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned. When God is for us, who can be against us? Greater is he that is in me, in you, than he that is in the world. So, Father God, we thank you, oh God. We thank you for leading. We thank you for guiding. We thank you for giving us, oh God, a tongue of a ready writer, oh God. We bless your name, oh God. We praise you, Abba, Father, our Lord and Savior, Father. We are sons and daughters of the King. We are all glorious within. So, Father God, I pray for each and every one this morning. I pray, Lord, that you will open up floodgates and release our blessings and overflowing in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray that you will hear each and every one's prayer, oh God, throughout this week as they spend time in your presence. Holy Spirit, I pray that you will be with each and every one of us, that you will guide us and you will help us on our way. We cannot make it without on our own. Holy Ghost, you are our lifeline. We need you, we need you, we need you, we need you. In the name of Jesus. We come against sicknesses, we come against things, and we come against emotional sicknesses, we come against depression and oppression. We cast every work of darkness. We are sons and daughters of the King, King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, all glorious within. In the name of Jesus, warrior kings, in the name of Jesus, we are seated with Jesus Christ in heavenly places. We know who we are in Christ. And so, Lord, we thank you for revealing identity, oh God, our identity. And our Lord, I pray that not only you reveal these identity, that we come to an understanding. So, Holy Spirit, pray this morning in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, that you move in our every home, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Move on in the lives of everyone. Father, open our spiritual ears. Open our spiritual senses. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. And be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors of the King of Glory. It's coming in. Who am my son, Tereko? It says, King of Glory, the Lord God Almighty, he is the King of Glory. Uriya Masaderia Kuyamaka. Oh, we are from the kingdom of God, the kingdom, the majestic kingdom, the glorious kingdom, in the name of Jesus. Uriya Masaderia Kuyamase Koyamase. We cancel every negative word, every negative prophecy spoken against our lives that God did not speak, that man spoke. Oh God, we cancel those words, oh God, because it's not in your will. Oh God, we cancel and superimpose God's plans and purpose, what God says about us and not what man says about us. Hallelujah. He knows the beginning. He knows the end. He knows the in-between. He knows all about us. And we thank you for activating the blueprint in each and every one of us this morning. Divine blueprint that you gave us in the name of Jesus that is activated, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we thank you. And we bless your name. We give you glory. Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, you are my strength, and you are my redeemer. And so, God, we just thank you for what a wonderful God you are. Glorious God. The Lord, this morning, as I just bring this word, to encourage each one of us, including myself. I pray, Lord, that we'll receive what you're speaking to us. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to look at the book of Jeremiah 29:11. And this is a scripture we say all the time in the name of Jesus. But I just want you to take your time and let's take time and read it. For I know the plans, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. The plans that God got for us. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So we're going to look at it again. I want you to pay attention. So verse 1. Now these are the words of the letter that Jeremiah, the prophet, sent from Jerusalem unto the residue of the elders which were carried away captives, and to the priests, all the people who Nebuchadnezzar had carried away captives from Jerusalem to Babylon. After that, Jeconiah, the king and the queen and the eunuchs, the princes of Judah and Jerusalem, and all the carpenters and the smiths were departed from Jerusalem by the hand of Elisha, the son of Shaphan, and Gemariah, the son of Hilkiah, whom Zedekiah, king of Judah, sent unto Babylon to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, saying, thus the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, unto all that I carried away captives, whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem unto Babylon, build ye houses, number one, and dwell in them, and plant gardens, and eat the fruits of them. Ye wives, and beget sons and daughters, and take wives for your sons, and give your daughters to husbands, that they may bear sons and daughters, that ye may be increased and not diminished, and seek the peace of the city whether I have caused you to be carried away captives, and pray unto the Lord for it. For in the peace thereof shall ye have peace. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, let not your prophets and your diviners be in the midst of you, deceive you, neither hearken to your dreams which you cause to be dreamed. But they prophesy falsely unto you in my name. I have not sent them, saith the Lord. For thus says the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word towards you, in causing you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end. Then you shall call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and you shall seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. And I will be fond of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and from all places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord. And I will bring you again into the place where I caused you to be carried away captive. Hallelujah. 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 Well, the reason I read the whole scripture, the whole thing up to that point, because I want you to know that the children of Israel, they're in captivity. They're taken to another land because of the things that the kings of the king of Judah did not listen. Everybody doing their own thing. You know, the head. But, you know, even in the midst of issues and problems, Christ still speaks to us. Hallelujah. We just need to tune our ears to hear. He said, the place I have to, so you might be discouraged. I don't know what you're going through. Up there might be different things your family, your friends are going through, but let them know that God's thoughts towards them was good. Yeah, he thinks peace, not evil, to give them an expected end. What is the expected end? The expected end. Hallelujah. Christ in you, the hope of glory. The expected end, as his thoughts towards you is good, the expected end is good. So even in the midst of what you're going through, God thinks good about you. God loves you. He don't want you to give up. He wants you to be encouraged. He wants you to keep pushing. What did he say? Oh, he said to them in verse 5, he said, build your houses, dwell in their plain gardens, and eat the fruit of them. Don't be just sitting and drowning in your problems, your pain, your sorrow, your disappointment. Don't do it. Because his plans, that God's plans towards me is good and not evil. You got to say it. God's plans towards me is good. God plans towards my children. Good. God plans towards my grandchildren. Good. God plans towards my family. Good. God plans towards you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God plans towards you, Mary Emma. Good. God plans towards you, Pastor Young. Good. God plans towards Samuel. Good. Hallelujah. God plans the words, the sinner good. God plans the words of children good, grandchildren good. God plans the words as good. The God, he thinks good of us. He's not, you know, sometimes people thinking negative about you, and you walk into the room and you see everybody trying to kiss you and hug you, and they just finish saying negative things about you. That's not God. Even when you're going through trials and tribulations, even when you go through changes in your life, even when you come into disobedience, that's why the Holy Ghost is there to convict you of sin and that you can repent, come back, because he wants you to do good. He wants you to prosper. He wants you to be in good health. He wants you to be blessed exceedingly abundantly. You are programmed to be blessed. You are programmed because those plans he has for you is good. Hallelujah. Not evil. Hallelujah. Don't let the enemy lie to you. I don't care who thinks negative about you. God loves you. God loves me. Somebody, you know, those kids used to sing this song when they were kids. Jesus, and I still sing it sometimes. Jesus loves me. This I know. For the Bible. The Bible. Who's the Bible? The Word of God. The Word was made flesh and dwell among men, full of grace and glory. The Word is Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, what is written in the book, volume of the book. Jesus loves me. If nobody loves you, everybody reject you. Everybody talk about you. Jesus loves you. People look down on you. It doesn't make a difference. Because God loves you. That person cannot do a thing for you. Only God can do it. Hallelujah. Just remember, only God can do it. So, no, you don't need to be manipulated or all that stuff. No, Jesus. You know, you got to learn to live on that. Jesus loves me. This I know. This I know. Be assured that He loves you, and you know it. You know it. Hallelujah. Just like when we were kids, when even up to now, we have parents that they may be gone, but we know. And some parents are here. If you have your mother, your father, yeah, praise God. But they love you. But even before they love you. The love will never overpower the love that God got for you. And the way your parents love you, and they did, went above and beyond. God even took it further. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal, everlasting life. You got to believe that he loves you. You have to have it in your heart. I don't care what people say. Remember, Jesus loves you. The plans that God has for you is to prosper you. Plan, and not only is the person to give you peace, plans of peace. So even when you go into here, he releases a peace that surpasses all understanding. You don't have to be anxious or anything. He gave you that peace. Hallelujah. So even when you go into the valley of the shadow of death, you fear no evil, for he is with you. Hallelujah. You got the peace. And people wonder why you're so peaceful when all these things happen, because you have the peace of God within you. And you don't have to worry, because God will bring you to an expected end. You don't have to worry, because he's right there with you. Jesus, I want you to take this word and run with it. Just remember, regardless of what you're going through, good or bad, always say, Jesus loves me. Jesus loved me. If nobody loves you in the world, Jesus loves you. And that's what makes the difference. If you can receive that he loves you, hallelujah. Receive that he loves you. You will get a revelation of understanding. So regardless, whether you're tall, whether you're short, whether you're ugly, whether you, if people call, because everything God made is good. So no, there's no ugly person. Hallelujah. Amen. Whether you're tall, short, fat, skinny, everything, whatever it is physically, Jesus loves you. Thank you, Lord. So wherever you are, I just want you to whisper, Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. That will keep you going. Jesus loves me. Amen and amen. And I'm going to pray a prayer for each of every one of you here this morning, including myself. And I pray that this prayer bless you. In the name of Jesus. Father God, in Jesus' name, thank you for restoring our joy. Hallelujah. Thank you for loving us. Thank you, oh God, that we can say to every and anyone that you love us. We assure, we believe you love us. We thank you for redeeming us. We thank you for reconciliation. We thank you for restoration. So Holy Spirit, continue to lead us and guide us. In the name of Jesus. Bless each and every one under the sound of my voice and their families. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for loving me unconditionally. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. By the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the love of God and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. Jesus, love me. Jesus, love you. And you got to be assured that he loves you. Bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful Sunday, a wonderful week, knowing that God loves you.